Welcome to Sports Central. I'm Rick Drewer.
I'm Phil Fechner.
Well, Phil, you're all over the tennis,
Rick,
aren't you?
Excited. Excited.
Yes, why?
I've got a new idol.
A new tennis idol?
Yep. Nick Kyrgios.
What?
He's turned.
He's turned?
Yep. He's actually a sportsman now, Rick.
In what way?
Oh, yep. He's carried the Australians into the semis of the ATP Cup.
Yes.
With Alex Diminaire.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, how I got that out, right? I was practicing that around the back here before.
Can you say it again?
Alex Diminaire.
I like that.
Yeah, it's got that little Frenchy sort of.
Yes.
I think it is.
Yeah. So I will admit that you've beaten me to it because the other day, and I couldn't believe it was coming out of our Nick's mouth, he was talking about fundraising for the bushfire victims and whatever. And it really was quite, I actually seriously for a moment, I was almost emotional. He said, "It's bigger than tennis, mate." And that really, I can't believe it's
the same man. He certainly had a change of, I don't know whether it's the bushfires or what it is, but whether the smoke's got into him or I don't know what it is.
Maybe,
but he is certainly a different person.
Maybe it's the type of smoke that he's sniffing.
Anyhow, we're into the semis, Rick.
Yep.
Could play Spain. It's not...
That wouldn't be easy.
No.
Though,
no, it no. wouldn't be easy. Saw something funny on there, though, Rick,
the other day.
It was a lad playing Nick.
Yes.
And he'd done his Charlie, and he's hit his racket, and his dad must have been the coach. He's accidentally hit his dad on the arm a bit.
Oh.
And he's gone, and he's smashing his racket. His mum came down from the crowd and gave him a good old serve.
Really?
Yeah, and embarrassed him. I mean, that will sit stiff in his mind forever. And he was like a little schoolboy sitting there then. And she came down and gave him the what's for.
Oh, really?
Cracker, I reckon.
I might have to try and find that on YouTube.
Yeah, probably Google it. Yeah, yeah. Try and Google it, yeah.
So who are the other? So is it Spain in the semi-final or the final?
It could be. No, it's the semis. We're only up to the semis. Australia, Alex lost his single yesterday. I watched a fair bit of it. A real tight battle with, they're playing Britain. And anyhow... but Nick had won, and then they won their doubles. But just quickly, Ash Barty, playing in Brisbane, lost to an American qualifier, Jennifer Brady, only a qualifier, so she's out. She's out of the Brisbane International, which is being played, obviously, in Brisbane at the moment.
And what
she'll be in Adelaide next week.
What about our Sam Stosur? How's she going?
Who? I think we've even forgotten about her, haven't we? Yes, so Ash Barty will be in Adelaide. I'm trying to get a...
A free ticket.
Being a 20-year veteran umpire down there,
you don't pay for very much, do you?
Oh, it's a lot better entertainment when it's free.
Well, you'll need someone to go with, won't you?
Or... Yeah, I'm taking my wife. Well, hate tennis.
Well, she's right into tennis.
Oh, she is. She loves the atmosphere and the wine and the... You know, and the nibbles there. So
well, I mean, you know, they've got a new roof, haven't they?
It's a big roof right over the whole complex.
Looks like a tent.
All those years I sat there sweating. You know what?
It doesn't help if it rains and it's coming in sideways, though, does it? Or not?
They've got stands, so probably will be protected enough. Oh. It might get a little bit of a wish in there, you know. But see how we go. Rick, I've hardly seen you this week. Where have you been?
Flat out like
Where
a lizard
have you been?
Drinking. I have been... Everywhere.
Really? I've been everywhere,
Yeah, lucky star. I've been playing it in the car. I have been to Saddleworth.
What? Saddleworth. You wouldn't even know where that is.
Well, I've discovered where it is. It's three quarters of the way to Broken Hill. I've been to Stockwell.
Yes.
That's the two.
Out of Newry.
That's right. That's the two S's out of the way.
Yep. Sandy Creek. There's
up
a third
the road.
S.
That's right. And then yesterday I was at Angaston. I've been umpiring the country carnival in the under 14 and under 12 boys.
And it all going to plan, did it all week?
Well, it is very rewarding umpiring and meeting lots of country people who just seem to be, you know,
The I'm a country passed. You're talking to a country person.
You know, and the parents have come from all over the place, from the upper north, you know, Eyre Peninsula, York Peninsula, Fleurieu, southeast, whatever. And the kids are as keen as mustard. They really are. The biggest problem I've got, and it's a constructive criticism, is that some of the rules have been written not taking into account the standard of... performers of that age. And one of them, for instance, is in one day cricket, like in a donk cricket, is that any ball passing down the leg side is a wide. Now, kids,
every second ball would be just about passing down there, wouldn't it?
My arms are tired. And the thing is that, you know, in one day cricket, you judge a wide on the offside by using common sense. Yep. You know, you couldn't get away
with it. How'd you go with that?
I asked another bloke at square leg to help me out.
How did you see that one? He said, I couldn't even see the ball from that.
That's right. So I said, well, you can't see it, nor can I. You know, you're asked to make a common sense call with balls outside the off stump. You wouldn't tolerate them as wide as you would in a... Two-day game. It's a very, very harsh call with kids.
I mean, almost be embarrassed calling all the time, wouldn't you?
Because the fact is that the actual rule says that any ball that passes, even by a fraction, outside the line of the pads is a wide.
Now, so he could even get a little nick on it.
Well,
really,
see, the thing is that probably more skilled players would leg glance or step inside. Now, you know, I mean, sundries in most of these games were probably the highest scorer. And the thing is that, of course, and no balls have to be, you know, another ball bowl, just like wides. And in this competition, any no ball, it being over the front foot or sideline or whatever, is a free hit. And as a consequence, you know, in a 30-over game, they were bowling another three or four overs in time. And so the whole thing just got... Anyway, that I think, should be tightened up and common sense prevail. But we won't carry on because...
No. Have you got some stats? Well, like what would be, you know, some of the No, but how many no balls? Have you got a... Well, I mean, I know you've got a few stats in front of you.
If you just look at a couple of examples...
Yeah, just give us a couple.
In one game, Barossa and Light were 2 for 179, and there are... This is probably the most reasonable one. There are only 11 extras, 3 no balls, 5 wides. But in York Peninsula's 7 for 124, there were 32 extras.
Wow.
2 no balls and 23 wides, for instance. And, you know, we won't go on with...
No. But that's just gives us a bit of an idea.
I think it needs some tightening up. Nothing biased about Port Elliot, of course, a place that I haven't...
Yes, here. You have. Part-time living there.
I did see one very, very talented young cricketer.
Yep.
And his name's Sam White, and by sheer chance, he comes from Port Elliot.
And by sheer chance, his dad owns a winery.
You've got some wine ordered. No, I just asked him to drop six off.
Some free ones.
I work on the same principle as you.
Yeah, Terry Tightass.
But in the final, which Fleurieu... by the way, they reduced the final to a 20-over game to get it over with early.
Started at Sparrows, you know it what, did. 2 in the it, morning, yes. didn't you, Rick?
Well, I had to get up about that time. Yeah. And the game started at 8 o'clock. No problems at all, except when I walked out on the ground at Angaston, I went to square leg. I couldn't see a thing because the sun was so low that I had to umpire that. It's from the point area. Anyway, in the final, the Fleurieu boys scored 7 for 98. And it really went down to the wire because they eventually, in the first ball of the last over, they dismissed Eyre Peninsula and got them out for 82. So they actually won 98 to 82.
Okay.
But the bloke that I want to mention is Sam White from Port Elliot. He would have been man of the match easily in that he scored 17 not out off of 18 balls. And then in his 3.1 overs, took just a lazy 4 for 7.
Oh, so, thank you very much. It's a nice little day's work.
He's got a
big lad.
He's tall and lean.
Yep.
Very, very good bowling action, yep, and bats very well as well. He's
interesting to see if he goes on with it, Rick. That's right. You know, that's what we're looking at, isn't it?
Well, it is. Anyway, a very successful carnival. I just think that some of these rules need to be rewritten in terms of the ability of kids.
Just quickly, Rick, while we're touching on it, I know we don't want to bag them or anything, but how was the Sackers organisation of it?
Oh, well, the Sackers organisation of it, given, umpires and all that, was good. It's just that I don't think that they've... I think they need more people with experience with dealing with young, underage kids and tightening up the rules.
Yeah. Yep. All good?
All good. All good indeed.
And what else we got on cricket? A bit more cricket
Justin Langer.
What?
Haven't you heard?
It's only the hang on. Just the cricket season's just started. They've only played, four tests?
Four tests.
Yeah. So
he's having some time off.
No.
Yeah.
What?
He must be exhausted.
What a holiday.
Well, he must have been absolutely exhausted.
Four tests and he needs a break?
Yeah, he's not going to go over to India for the three ODIs. He's going to stay.
Don't want to see him lose over there.
he'd be exhausted.
Not Tendulkar. What's his name?
He'd be exhausted from getting room service in the pubs.
What's that little batsman? I can't even think of his name. Tell me his name.
Who are we talking about?
Where are they going to India? Kohli. 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 Yeah. That's the one I'm after. He'll make a million runs.
I reckon Justin would need the rest because the dialing finger on room service,
But he's got a fair bit of pressure on him all day.
Well, that's right. Sitting in there.
Laughing with the teammates.
But no, seriously. Oh. No, I've got a theory as to why.
Why?
He doesn't like curries.
It's got to be.
I reckon.
I mean, he can't be overworked because let's face it, we've seen him, all seen him sitting there. It's all a bit of a giggle during the day, isn't it? I mean, there's some decisions he have to make, but I mean, during the day, things are running to plan. And,
they are. I think the other interesting thing is that I actually reckon he must be on some special tablets.
Oh, really?
Did you see the other day, he's claimed that to quote him, no one will do a Wagner on our Steve Smith again.
Really?
He reckons that there's no one.
Wagner's a one-off.
Wagner's a one-off, and that he's the only man in the world that can bowl short-pitched for as often as he does, and that therefore they're all wasting their time.
What happens if there's one bowler at one end, one bowler at the other end doing the same thing?
Well, funnily enough, Wagner's not the only bloke who can bowl short. and I mean, he bowls it short at the right level. But if you've got the play, every bloke's going to bowl short to Steve Smith.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, even when he didn't get him out, he got him four times.
He's
in five
a lot of
digs.
Trouble.
Well,
ask Matty Wade as well. He's got bruises to prove it. Right.
But what he really did was obviously get to Steve Smith in that in the last game in Sydney, Smith took. Yeah, this is. Who some people claim is the best batsman in the world.
I think he is as we speak.
Well, I think he may be. Kohli's I think Kohli might be now. But anyway, Kohli, I think, personally, is the better of the two. But, I mean, after the way Smith has been playing, he took 39 balls to get off the mark.
Yes,
because
saw that.
Basically, Wagner's tied him up. And it's restricted the rate at which he scores.
39 balls, and then you get off the mark. It's just hard to probably keep getting a bit of a rhythm, aren't you?
I mean, this argument that Justin's using that there's only one bloke who can bowl and bowl and bowl like Wagner. Well, there's more than one fast bowler in a cricket team. At least there was when I was playing.
Perhaps that's why he's having a rest. He's,
maybe he's just
worn
been
him
fatigued.
Out. Yeah, worn him out. Yeah. Watching that.
Well, anyway, the rest will do him good, I'm sure.
Oh, he'll come back fresher and fitter after that.
Just imagine the first speech to the boys when he gets back. I mean, he'll be on fire.
Yeah, I was in Hawaii. And quickly, Rick, I've just got Darcy Brown played a first game for SA.
All right.
Got a wicket.
Right.
Bowling 110 kilometre hour
Mediums.
Medium pace spins. No, she's a quick bowler at 110.
Yes.
So South Australia, a bit like the Redbacks, struggling.
Right.
They are bottom. Yeah. They've had their first win, so they beat Tassie.
Good. That's good to have the local Kapunda girl, though, get a game.
She's only a teenager, so good on her. She's played her first game.
I think she's on a sports scholarship at Brighton High.
Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah, I think you're right. Quickly, Rick, Rashid Khan in the 2020. I know you don't like the 2020. Took a hat trick.
Yes.
Took a hat trick the other night.
Well, he's obviously a very good bowler.
But I mean, he is bowling. You know, here we are, Darcy Brown, 110 or whatever she bowls. He's bowling about 106, and he's a spinner.
Yeah.
I mean, that is unbelievable.
Yeah.
But
so while we're still on cricket,
yes,
and given the talk about contrast,
yes,
because here's it's probably why Justin's had to have a rest.
Yeah, we've just beaten New Zealand.
Well, we haven't beaten them. We've flogged them 2-0, right? Yep. You know, so there would have been a lot of stress and strain in that dressing room, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Probably he had to control those blokes who didn't get a bat because hardly any of them did.
Yeah.
You know? Anyway.
Yep.
Contrast it to the mid-1980s when the Australian cricket team was really struggling and was beaten by New Zealand. It was going through a really bad time. And at the after-game dinner, after one particularly heavy defeat by New Zealand, the chairman got up and said, "Ladies and gentlemen, in conclusion, I would like you to raise your glasses and drink to absent friends. And in that, I include the names of the complete Australian batting lineup."
We can turn that around after what we've just seen. So,
well, it could be the New Zealand batting lineup. It could have, but yes.
I've got to quickly ask you, you're a cricket umpire.
Yes.
Last night, I saw Matty Wade get out to, he put the ball over the bat, he was batting, hit the ball.
Yep.
The guy is the other side of the rope. He's caught it this side. It's gone over the other side. He's then thrown it like a volleyball.
Yes, yes.
Because his feet, he'd hit the ground over the wrong side of the rope.
Yes.
Then he jumped in the air and volleyballed the ball to another player. That player then caught the ball. Matty Wade was out.
Well, as long as he didn't have the ball, that he wasn't touching the ball when he... his feet were on the ground outside the boundary line.
Yeah, that's the
right
rule.
Well, if he then touched the ball when he was airborne, then he is out.
It looked ridiculous because his feet had touched the ground over the wrong side of the rope.
Yeah.
Then he quickly just a little jump in the air and volleyballed it to the guy. Yeah. And Matty Wade walked. He was quite happy with that.
The only thing that's similar to that is when they slide, say, to stop the ball touching the boundary rope.
You can't touch the ball and the rope.
If you've got contact with the ball and your feet or whatever touches the rope, then that's four runs.
Yep.
So it would seem to me from what you described, it was the correct decision, even though.
The commentator said, but I just find it hard to believe that. You know, if you're other side of the rope, I think it's an easy rule.
Yes.
The other side of the rope, it's six or whatever. I know we've got to finish quickly, but again, I saw something on 2020. I know you don't watch it, but Green the spinner.
Yep.
Green is his name. Yep. He's a spinner. The first time I'd seen a no ball, he bowled too wide. Outside of the... I'd never seen that.
Yep.
And he actually got spoken to about it.
Well, it's strange. The sideline, right?
Yep.
You can put your front foot anywhere you like, as long as it's not over the popping crease.
Yeah, yeah.
But your back foot must be inside the sideline.
That's a tough call for the umpire. I mean, he was a long way out. Yeah, but
it's not easy.
Yeah.
It's because you really...
You've got to then look really, down
well,
the other end.
Well, you're really asked to look at both back and front foot. And then you've got to raise your eyes to make an intelligent decision about whether you're going to give the bloke...
That. Oh, very,
I struggle full stop. Well, we're about run out of time.
We have.
Phil, you are all over cricket these days.
I know, the cricket knowledge. And the questions I've asked today.
But I'm really, I can't believe the turnaround with our Nick.
No, he's my favourite.
He would get Sports Star of the Year, I reckon, for sportsmanship.
Oh, he's fantastic.
Yeah. So, anyway, until next time, this is Rick.
And this is Phil.